listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-555.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight. Life in a new light. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour. Welcome back. We've got a lot more coming up in this hour. We got trivia. We've got some great things happening this hour. Hope you can listen.
Welcome back.
That's right. Welcome back. Like we're still here with Todd LaFlame, and we're still here with Lynn Golder, and we're still here with Chris Shaw. Okay, and Jeff, you're on the line?
I think I know Jeff.
Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Where are you calling from, Jeff?
I'm calling from Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee, Florida. Okay, Jeff, you're on the line. Who would you like to talk to?
Todd LaFlame. How are you
doing? Todd LaFlame.
Doing good, Mr. Jeff. How are you?
Really good. So I'm calling because I want to share my experience with Lighthouse because I have really benefited from their services. Looking back, I remember me being in the transition part of Lighthouse with the young people. And I remember doing job experience with NAVAIR, the Naval Base in Orlando, the Travelodge Hotel in Kissimmee, and the YMCA Winter Park. And also, I met my future wife there, Tiffany, at Lighthouse. She was in the transition program as well. And after transition, I remember working with Casey on how to use the iPhone and how to have better skills with JAWS. So I really enjoyed my experience with Lighthouse.
Yeah, so you were part of the transitions program, which was for the young adults?
Yes, and at the time, Ginger was there. And
yep, she's still there.
I think Ramon was part of the program as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramon is still there.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we were able to help you.
Thank you. And right now I'm receiving mobility services because I'm a student at University of Central Florida.
Ah.
So.
What are you majoring in?
English language arts education. I want to teach English to high school students.
Wonderful. Nice. You go for it.
I hope you continue to listen to the show every Sunday night, even when Todd isn't here. How about that? All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Just don't listen to me too much because my English is not the best.
You have a good evening.
Good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. You're on the line. Anybody else on that out there?
No, quick trivia.
Okay, it's trivia time. We're going right to trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Todd is dancing.
Who's singing the song? Who's singing the song? Trivia time. 407-894-1680.
That was in junior high.
Okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, if you're looking for your past gift cards, pretty much they're all going out tomorrow. Okay, we're behind. We know it. We have to catch up.
Had a lot of things going on.
Okay. So Lynn's hanging out tomorrow at the post office, going out tomorrow. So don't call and ask about them.
It's in the mail tomorrow.
Okay. We're going in the mail.
Just in case I don't have time, I'd like to, while we're waiting for a call, just to tell everybody that Foundation Fighting Blindness is having a Visions 2020 conference in June at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you're interested in going, it's June 18th to June 20th. And it should be very, very interesting. So I wanted to tell you that. If you like more information, go to the Foundation Fighting Blindness
website. I wanted to
tell
you something very important about what happened a little while ago, so people can understand where I'm coming from when we talk about Dr. Rosenbaum.
I understand what he's doing.
I want to tell our audience, okay, you know, this radio show is not free. I understand you people are not paying for it, our listeners, but it costs a lot of money to run this show.
We're not public radio.
This is commercial radio show, the only one of its kind in the United States for the visually impaired and blind. So if you have to understand, Dr. Rosenfarb is paying a lot of money to be on this show. So, yes, he's a great doctor. Yes, he wants to get the word out. But he's also costing him a lot of money. So when you call and say, hey, can I have another doctor near me? Well, wait a minute. The other doctor near you is not paying a dime. Why should he recommend it? If he wants to do it, that's him. I mean, I think it's fabulous. If you think about if you were spending a lot of money and someone said to you, can I have a recommendation of some doctor near me that does the same thing as you? He's not paying you nothing. Okay. So anyway, that's why I said it, because I was thinking about him.
Well, he's very gracious.
He was being very gracious. Okay. Because he's paying a lot of money. And
right.
I know a lot of doctors wouldn't do that.
He's sending away his business.
Exactly.
Potential business.
Right.
Because somebody
Because he gets patients from all over the world to come to him because he's noted for what he's doing. So like he said, he trained in China. I think you people should listen when he said he trained in China. A lot of money he spent in his practice and his medical to train in other countries and doing
what
he's doing.
If it's that important to somebody, they hop on a plane and
they
go
that's
to New
correct.
Jersey,
so if you
stay
want
in a hotel
best,
for a few days.
Because other doctors you're going to talk to are not trained in China. I would bet my life on that because that's very interesting. He trained in China. Anyway, we got some people calling in for trivia. Mm-hmm. Who's the first one to call in for trivia?
All right, we got our good friend Howie from Delray Beach, Florida. Then
Howie.
We have Ian from Orlando, and then we have Angel from Orlando.
So we got West Palm Beach, and we got Orlando.
Toward Orlando.
So let's take Howie first. He was the first. Howie, you're on.
Hiya, fellas.
Hello.
And ladies. Good evening. How are
good
you?
Evening.
Good evening, Howie.
It's good to hear your voices.
So tell me.
It's good to hear yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your
call.
That's the Bee Gees singing.
100% right.
It sure is.
100% right.
Good
you just won yourself
Todd.
A $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you very
Love
much,
it.
Subway. Thank you very
thank
much
you
for
very
calling
much.
In. You're very welcome. And thank you for listening, Howie. Appreciate it so much.
Enjoy your show.
Thank
great
you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
you.
We appreciate
good
you.
Wait, give your address and everything to Chris Shaw.
I shall.
Thank you so much.
Is our guest caller from Qatar on yet? It's a major time difference.
Yeah, not yet. Hold on one moment.
The other callers, are they still there?
Yes, they are.
What, can I say hello? If they want to say hello to me?
Go for it.
Hello? Who's this?
It's Ian.
Ian, how are you doing, Ian?
I'm great. I'm great. And yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I am.
So you knew who the guest, you know who the trivia was, correct? Bee Gees.
Yeah, that's the Bee Gees.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Well,
but someone got it right before you. But let me
song.
Ask you a question, Ian. I'm going to ask you another question. Reference to the Bee Gees. Can you tell me two of the lead, two of the singers in that group?
No, I can't.
Can you tell me one?
I can't think of what it is right now.
Not one? Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Because someone else beat you to the punch. Thank you for calling. Keep on listening. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Keep on listening. Who else on the line? Oh, we're gonna break. We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll-free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ah, 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 ah.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We want to talk to Angel on the line. Angel, are you there?
How you doing, man?
Hey, Angel. Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Angel, where are you calling from, Angel?
From Orlando. I work in Lighthouse Work.
You do? Oh, you work there? No kidding. Angel works there, Todd. Do you
yeah,
know that?
I know Angel.
Oh, you know Angel.
I would like to congratulate
how you, doing, Angel?
You guys for you. Good, good.
I are you really an angel?
Huh?
Are you really an angel?
I try to.
What were you saying, Angel?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I congratulate you guys for the show that you guys have because you guys give it to a lot for the community to teach in the community what's going on out there with the vision, you know, blind people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and to me, that's a lot. And about that, you know, we work in different departments, but I'm very proud of him because he's very inspirational for a lot of people because he started this era. Now he is staff leader, and he always do a lot of stuff. And he told something, you know, all the time to somebody to encourage to move on. And I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of the show.
You know what? I think Todd is very smart, and he's very kind, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Aw.
No, you are kind.
Well, have a good night, guys, and continue with the show. It's good. Thank you.
Good talking to you, Angel. See you tomorrow.
All right,
okay. Thank you for calling, Angel. I'm glad.
Thanks for calling
Angel
in, Angel.
Loves the show.
Yes, he does. He's a great
and
guy.
He loves working
Angel.
With
he's gone.
We're going to play a trivia song very soon in reference to you,
Did
Angel.
Do you have another caller?
We have another caller calling in right now from Broward County. Linda from Broward
very
County.
Nice.
Linda from Broward County. Are you there, Linda?
Yes.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi.
How did you learn about the show, Linda?
One of my friends recommended.
Very good.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. So what can we do for you today, Linda?
Well, I was calling because I wanted to commend the doctor who's about giving information to the society that we live and everything doesn't have a price tag on it. You know, if he's in New Jersey and people are here in South Florida, we might not be able to afford getting to New Jersey to see him, but we certainly can benefit from the services that he and others are rendering for our vision sake.
Well, I guess you say yes. That's up to him, though, because the point is...
Yes.
You, think about this, darling.
He was
think
very gracious.
He was very gracious to talk. I understand.
That's
but
right,
on the other, but
was.
Yes, but think about this. Think about this, Linda. You and I may think completely different. I understand. But if you were spending a lot of money to be on this radio show and you're trying to get people to come to you as a patient, right? And he was hoping people would fly in from South Florida or California or wherever because that's where he gets his practice now.
He has people coming from all over the world.
People coming from all over the world to come to him. And not everybody, not all these doctors you're going to go see are trained in China. And all over, like he has spent thousands of dollars to become and to learn what he's learning, that he's just going to give a name, like push a button. Okay, here's a name. Go to that doctor. What you're saying is he should. I understand. Now, I'll tell you the truth. He may, but I guess I feel differently because if I'm spending thousands of dollars, I don't know about you, you would just give somebody's name away and say, okay, go to that doctor around the corner from your house. He is not spending any money or advertise anyone else. You think about what I just said. You may disagree with me, but the point is, Todd, do you agree with me or disagree?
Well, I think that what Linda is trying to say is that it's really great that he's coming on the show and putting that information out there because if he wasn't coming on this show, some of us wouldn't even know that he existed.
Right.
I know he's been on Dr. Oz and things like that. So I think what she's saying, not necessarily saying that he needs to give us free information. She's saying that it's great that he's here letting us know that this can be done, and he's sharing his knowledge with us. And I think that comes from his compassion that he has for people when he shared his own story there about the reasons that he got into it. And so I think it's a great thing that he's doing. And, yeah, of course he's going to be compensated for what he's doing, and people are going to go there and see him. I mean, I understand for people here, I can't afford to go there and see him right now. And so if I was to call him, if he wanted to give me the name of a doctor, then that's great. Or I can do the research myself and try to find somebody.
Uh-huh.
Of course, with him paying for the on airtime on this show, then that's who I'm going to promote and that's who I'm going to go with. But, I agree with what she's saying. It's fantastic he's coming on here and sharing
his
knowledge.
If he would do that, it's fabulous. But I'm just saying, I don't know if the people even understand by him saying and giving a suggestion of another name. To me, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's so gracious
that
in doing
it.
Because the point is,
well, I think
he's the one who's spending the money. He's the one who's spending money as a doctor going to China and learning about all these things with people in China, how they do. A lot of doctors don't do that. I mean, and I know there's a lot of quacks out there that all do things. They might not go to China. They may not go here. And they might not do as great. And meanwhile, they have the same kind of practice, except it's not the same. Because when you go to China, that's what people in China do a lot of, acupuncture. That's very big over in China. I know that for a fact. When I went to China, that's what a lot of doctors do over there. They do a lot of things, acupuncture. They believe in that big time in China. A lot of people in this country don't because they don't know anything about acupuncture. Dr. Rosenfarb does. Anyway, thank you very much, Linda, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being out there, Linda.
Good talking to you, Linda.
It's very nice of you calling in. We appreciate your phone call.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Linda.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to trivia right now. Right now we're going to trivia. This is to Angel. Angel? Hope you're listening. This is to you. This is a trivia to you. Trivia. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Listen to the words. That's Angel.
To be true, but after all, I love you, I do, Angel baby.
Who's singing the song, Angel baby? Who's singing it? 407-894-1680.
You are near me, my heart skips a beat.
That's dedicated to Angel, who just called up from Florida, wanted to talk to Todd. His name was Angel. I thought of that real fast. So Angel, maybe you can call in. I'll let you call in if you know the song. Do you know who's singing? 407-894-1680. You've got 2 minutes to call in. 2 minutes before we tell you who's singing the song. 2 minutes. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. I don't have the phones ringing. I guess nobody even knows it. You got a minute and a half before I tell this, who's singing this song.
407-894-1680. Mm-hmm.
We're going to break.
No, at 8:35.
Okay. Who's singing the song? Nobody's calling in.
No clue.
Dead air.
I mean, I know the song, but I couldn't tell you.
Nobody's calling in. How do you like that? Nobody. Okay. You got 1 minute before I tell you the name. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Hey, Chris, the phone ringing?
No, sir.
Okay. I got 30 seconds before I give you the
name. You didn't hit him hard this time.
407-894-1680. 25 seconds before I tell you who's singing the song.
Wait,
he's got to
call
it. Wait, got to call. The phone is up to his ear.
Be nice. Give him a chance.
Okay. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? It wasn't Moshe Pippick. It wasn't the Five Dwarfs. What are you saying, Mr. Todd?
Those names you're saying, I've never heard.
Who's on the line now, Chris Shaw?
I got Steven from West Palm Beach on the phone line.
Steven from West Palm Beach. Steven, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
All right. You're the first time I never heard the name Steven before. My grandson's name is Steven. I wouldn't remember that one.
Oh, here comes another caller, too.
So who do you think sings that song, Steven?
Rosie and the Original.
You are 100% correct.
You know those people down there in South Florida, they know
you are 100% right,
Steven. You go, Steven.
That's the way to go. Phone number, you just got it, is correct. You just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway.
That's awesome. Thanks very much.
Appreciate
well,
calling
don't hang
in.
Up. Don't hang up. You have
Steven, have you been listening to the show long? Or is this the first time?
It's my first time. I was just out driving around tonight. It's a nice night.
Oh, okay.
When the sighted
one of our sighted listeners. Okay.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys, too. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You know what
Hold
you're listening
on.
To? You have any idea what you're listening to?
A bunch of craziness.
Was this a strange
like a
show? Was this a strange show for you?
Steven?
What's that?
You have to hold on and give Chris your address so we can mail you the card. Michael asked if you know what you're listening to.
This radio show.
What I was listening to? Sounds like a talk show.
It's a talk show, yes. We say we're the bridge between the sighted people and the blind folks.
Blind, we're blind and beyond.
That's why it's called Blind and Beyond.
When you're not driving, look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org and you'll learn all about
it. It's a radio show that's geared for the sighted folks and the blind folks. We're blind.
I love it. That is great.
It's the only show in the country that's a commercial radio show for the visually impaired and the blind, as well as the sighted folks.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're the only one in the country.
Just Google Blind Radio Show. We'll come right up.
We're out of Orlando,
all right,
Steve.
Florida.
Cool.
Okay, so Steve, hold on.
Thank you,
hold on
Steve.
One moment, all right?
Give your name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card. Go out next week.
Chris will
thank
take
you.
Your address. Who else is on the line?
All right, let's go and talk with our good friend from Tavares, Florida, Anna Lee.
Oh, Anna Lee.
Anna Lee.
Anna Lee.
Hello.
From New Vision. Hi, Anna Lee.
I had my computer muted. Who was the singer of that song?
Rosie and the Originals.
Yeah, Rosie. Yeah, I got Siri to tell me the answer.
And you're admitting it?
And that's why I said only 2 minutes, because I was afraid.
Hey,
my
Google.
So we're sorry we didn't see you at the meeting at New Vision.
No, I was teaching Tuesday afternoon.
Oh.
But I also wanted to mention about I came in on when Michael was talking about the cornea. And the blisters.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that when I was about 10, 11 years old, I had corneal erosions. And I don't remember the drops, but I remember having to put a salve in my eyes.
Yes, I have that too. That, yes, yeah, me too. I have that salve. That's one of my five things that I have a day I have to do. The salve is three times a day, the salve. Yes.
Yeah, because the corneas got really scratchy against the eyelid.
That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me.
Yeah. See? But it went away. I haven't had it since, golly.
Well, hopefully.
I want to say over 50 years.
But now they're telling me I have to go get a transplant. I need a new cornea. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah. Well, mine was back, I want to say, back in 1963, 64. And I don't think they were doing cornea transplants then for it.
Well, now they do.
Wow.
So now they say I need a new cornea.
That's back when I was born, 1963.
So I got to go.
You're young.
So I got to go in and get a transplant. Need a new cornea.
But,
you know that song, you know, "Oh What a Night," late December 1963. That was me.
Well,
okay, thanks for calling.
Good,
appreciate it.
Good,
thank you.
Good luck with your transplant. Let us know how you're doing with
it. He will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Who's on the line? We have another
good hearing
from
you.
On the line?
Are we going to go to break?
All right, let's talk to our good friend Deborah first, and then we'll go right into the break.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hey, Deborah.
Welcome to the show.
Deborah, where are you calling from, Deborah?
Could be a different Deborah.
I'm calling from St. Petersburg.
Oh, St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay, Deborah.
Florida, not Russia.
Not Russia.
So, well, I was calling with the answer to the song, but
someone beat you to the punch.
Did they get it right?
Yes.
Yep.
Did they say Rosie in the original?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Oh, cool.
They were driving in their
car.
What
else I want to say is that, Todd,
yes,
if I were hiring you for whatever this next promotion is you want, I would hire you in a flash. You
yeah,
have
like
a
that.
Great
wow.
voice.
Thank you.
A great voice and a great attitude, and it's really nice to listen to you.
Thank you very much.
That was very nice.
Nice being heard.
Thank
have
you
a good
very
evening.
Much for calling in, Deb.
Compliment.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice compliment.
That's why you called Todd, for the compliment. Bye-bye, Debbie.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Oh.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this 4-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, Braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks who are driving around, don't know what you're listening to, this is the show that's, let's just say, the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community.
Welcome.
We're the only radio show in the country that's what they call a commercial radio show for the vision impaired and blind. It's a supposedly a fun show, talk show. We're supposed to educate, supposed to do a lot of things. I don't know if we do it all the time.
Give us a star for trying.
People like Todd helps us.
That's right.
Lynn, let's talk about Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, I
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Let's
hear about it. Absolutely. Well, we were told that Foundation Fighting Blindness is having a Visions 2020 conference June 18th to June 20th this year at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what it is, it's Visions 2020 is the national conference of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a one-of-a-kind event in which individuals who are visually impaired and their families, they all have the opportunity to hear about exciting advancements in blindness research. And all the attendees can gain practical skills for thriving with vision loss, learn about products and services that can improve their lives, and connect with others from across the country that are experiencing the same. The program is designed specifically for individuals and families who are affected by blinding retinal diseases, such as age-related macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, and related conditions. These diseases cause progressive blindness and affect more than 10 million Americans and millions more around the world. So if you would like to register, you can register online at fightingblindness.org/visions2020. By March 31st, and if you do that by March 31st, you will receive early bird pricing, which equates to a 10% discount on your registration. Just use promo code EARLYBIRD2020. So we will be talking more about that as the weeks go on. So that's Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Foundation Fighting Blindness is fabulous organization.
/visions2020.
For those folks that don't know about it, you should check out Foundation
Absolutely.
Fighting
it's very
Blindness.
Very informative. Mm-hmm.
Can we trivia right now? A fast one?
I suppose.
Okay, we're going to do a fast.
Oh, my gosh, Carter's here already.
Okay, we're going to do a fast trivia right now. Fast one. Let's do the trivia. 407-894-1680. Give me. 407-894-1680. Who's
I hear
phone?
Something saying. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
Okay, you're given now 1.5 minutes to call in right now. 407-894-1680. You're given 1.5 minutes. Otherwise, I'm going to tell them who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Because the song is so not well known as this. The artist is well known.
And everybody's cheating.
And everybody is probably cheating, looking them all up right now.
And I think you had a song by this artist the last time I was on the show.
Did I
think you did.
Well, don't say
actually,
it yet.
People are driving around. The new cars have Alexa in them now. I think there is.
I'm sure they got something
soon.
Like it.
407-894-1680.
Well, they don't need to have Alexa because it tells them on the screen who it is.
Oh, right. You're right. It does. That's funny.
But I don't know that it would do it for this. So, because it would show Blind and Beyond radio show.
It doesn't tell them. Yeah, because this isn't a music show.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? You got 1 minute now to call in. 407.
I think
somebody is on the phone now.
That's
yeah,
1 minute now.
407-894-1680.
Yep.
This artist was big. He had a couple big hits, and this was one of his big hits.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Darling, you. Was that the song you were thinking of the last time you were here?
No, actually, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was somebody else.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, who's on the line right now?
All right, we got two callers calling in.
Uh-oh.
One from Claremont, Florida.
Claremont,
And the other one from Pompano Beach, Florida.
Who's first?
Constance is her name.
Constance from Claremont, Florida.
And knowing the music is her game.
Okay. Claremont, Florida, you're on the line. Who is
Constantly
your name?
Constance.
How are you?
All right. Hi, and your name is what?
I am Constance Tracy.
Constance Tracy.
How did you learn about the show,
name.
Constance Tracy?
Thank you.
How did you learn about the
show?
How did
you learn about the show?
Oh, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I really do love it. I hate to miss it.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Good.
Well, that's very nice. And you listen to all the time. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Thank you. So who was singing that song?
Sam Cooke.
You're 100% right. Sam Cooke.
Ding, 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 ding.
You just won yourself Sonny's Barbecue.
$10
gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. They got some great barbecue. We were just here the other day. We'd love it. Sonny's Barbecue.
I get the pulled chicken. That's what I like.
Lynn gets the pulled chicken. I get all the ribs you can eat.
Of course he does.
Why does that not surprise
me? Were you in Switzerland a couple weeks ago? Were you in Switzerland a few weeks ago?
Switzerland,
no.
No, I was in New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
Why did you ask that?
Because I thought you said at one show you had that you were in Switzerland.
Oh, no, yes. What, our guest host, David. David was there in Switzerland.
Oh, David. All right, co-host David.
Our co-host David last week said he was in Switzerland. Yes.
I know I wasn't wrong.
No, he's a traveling man.
He's a traveling man.
Did you like his music?
I do, yes.
All right,
I do.
David, if you're listening, how do you like that, David?
How could you not like David's music?
Well, thank you so much. Give your name and address away. Send you a gift card.
Thank you
so much for listening.
Thank you, Constance.
We appreciate you so much, Constance.
We do.
You are so very welcome. Thank you. Thanks to you, too.
Thank you.
Hold on one moment, Constance.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'm impressed.
I am, too.
But
we have a lot of excited people listening.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more for you.
Okay.
I know she was probably calling in for the trivia, but Judith was trying to just make it in right on time, all the way from Pompano Beach, Florida, the one and only, the sophisticated Judith.
Hey, Judith.
That's another new name.
Judith?
Yes.
Hi, Judith.
And you're calling in for what reason? Judith?
I'm calling from Pompano Beach.
Yes.
How did you learn about the show?
Oh, I listen to the station
all the time. This is WFTL. Okay.
Wonderful.
So, So you were calling for trivia?
I did call. Did she say the right person?
Yes, but I'm going to ask you a question. Uh-oh. I'll give you another trivia question.
Oh, here's you're lucky.
Second chance trivia.
Here's another question.
Good luck. Hope you get it.
You know his name?
Jackie Wilson.
No, that was the wrong name. That wasn't Jackie Wilson. The right name she gave was Sam Cooke.
Oh, that's right. I always get him confused.
Well, let me ask you a question. Sam Cooke, his number one hit, what was the name of the song? This was not as big as his first hit. His first hit was number one. Chain Gang was not as big as his first hit. Do you know the name of his other song, which was number one?
Oh, Sam Cooke.
I even sang a few seconds ago. Darling, you.
Darling, you send me honest, you do.
All right, Judy.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Send me.
Darling, you send me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Judith. Keep on listening, Judith.
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh. Hope it's not too hard.
Wait, before your question, when you're done with the question, please stay on the line so Chris can get your address,
yes.
Okay?
Yes. What's your question? Yeah. Don't ask me something too difficult here.
One of you is a Gemini.
That's me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how did you know that?
Because I called before, and I won.
It was a long time ago.
Over 6 months ago.
Yeah, because that's when Gemini. I'm June the 15th. Yes.
What is it? The 15th?
Yeah, June. June 15th is my birthday. June 15th.
What is yours?
Isn't that Arbor Day?
No, Flag Day is the day before. June 14th is Flag Day.
Arbor Day.
Oh, wasn't Arbor Day? I don't
know. No, Arbor Day. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit confused.
Well, don't be confused.
You gotta forgive me.
Okay.
Okay,
we gotta go, darling. Thank you for calling in. And listen, give your name and address. I love you too. Thank you so much, darling, for calling in. We appreciate you so much. And give your name and address. We can sign out the gift card
for
Subway. Thank you. We're gonna go to break. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
It's cute. She was singing the song.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, we're going to break.
What's the matter, Chris?
PTFN.
We're going to break. Hello, we're going to break.
There he goes.
There
he goes. Technical difficulties.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. Oh,
Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration. He could no longer see his grandchildren, and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond. You know, for those folks who don't know, I'm really surprised. They don't understand. What don't they understand? That this show is the bridge between the sighted and the blind. And I love when a lot of our sighted folks call in. I love it. Okay, because visually impaired and blind folks, I know you're listening. But to have the sighted folks listening, I'm really, really impressed. So I thank you, sighted folks, for listening to the show, learning about us, and this way you'll know more about us, that we're great people. Right, Todd?
That's right.
We can do a lot of things. We can do everything that you can do except drive a car.
Well, pretty soon you'll be doing that.
And that depends on how much you have to drink. Right? You know?
That's good, Todd. Like that.
Speaking of Todd, thanks for coming back.
Yes, Todd, thank you for coming
back. Not a problem. Anytime.
Okay,
our pleasure.
Well,
have you on board.
Speaking of the show, I hope you all join us next week, same time, same place, and co-host Gary Sinclair will be here with his contingency.
He's coming with his crew.
Yeah, with the whole crew. And guest callers will include Elizabeth Kelly. If you have any travel plans, be sure and tune in to listen to Elizabeth from Best Bets Travel. Bill Moosey, or Mussey, I'm not sure yet, will be calling in from eSight up in Toronto, Canada, as well as Brandon Norris from the Palm Beach Symphony. So another exciting show for you next week. A week
hey, folks,
from today.
Don't forget to look at our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the N, A-N-D. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And listen, folks, if you ever want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, folks, that's about it. Chris Shaw, thank you so much for today.
No,
your voice comes
thank
back.
You. It's coming. It's going to come into fruition. I'm just going to sit back and hold my peace. I won't say a whole lot this week.
You can't yell at your kids now.
I know. And it came from them, really.
Did it?
Because we had a basketball game and we was doing a live feed and they kept you know, not paying attention because they were too busy looking at their phone. And I needed them to pay attention to the game. They wouldn't follow in the proper player, so it just
that's
hit me.
You lost your voice.
Yeah. All so right.
Our supervisor in the call center the last couple of weeks, she hasn't had her voice, so she hasn't been able to yell at anybody. It's like she can wave all she wants, but everybody in there is blind or visually impaired, can't see her waving,
that's
or you know,
that's
it's like oh
is
well.
Funny.
That's funny.
That's
a funny.
All right. Well, on that note,
I feel sorry for him when she gets her voice
all
back
she can
tomorrow.
Do is wave.
Well, folks. We'll see you next week. Look, don't go away. We'll be right back. You know the score. 1 week, we'll be back.
You know
stay
the drill.
There. Don't go away. You know the drill. And you also know the score.
Right.
Well, what's the score?
0-0.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Love you all. Take care. Good night. See you next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for listening.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. Good night.